Well, that was an interesting way to start the season, to say the least. I don't think we've played that badly for a long time, but I don't really want to focus on that, because in the end we got the 3 points, and I kind of want us to have that characteristic, you know, the ability to just get over the line no matter the circumstances. And you know, let's talk about the circumstances. Old Trafford, first game of the season. They've made all these big money signings, Cunha, Mbeumo, and they didn't do anything. You know, they huffed and puffed and threw punches here and there, and it resulted in nothing. So it's just a very satisfying victory. And it's just one of those days where you have to win in a way that you don't really want to. You know, especially us being Arsenal, we don't want to play like that, of course, but that's what we had to do on Sunday, and it got the job done. But yeah, I don't even think there's much to read into when it comes to the performance. I think it's just so clear, I think, that when we weren't quite at it, for whatever reason, you know, you can put it down to fitness, atmosphere, whatever. But I just don't think it's something to overanalyze. Obviously, in the moment, when I was watching the match, with family in this case, you look at it and you think, nah, this isn't good. You know, my eyes hurt. Let me go and rinse out my eyes. I've said all sorts, you know, and that's what happens. That's the nature of being a football fan. But I think the thing about me and the people that I'm around when I watch matches is, we may say whatever throughout a match, but we don't let the match become our lives and go on social media and say whatever we feel, because that's just not a very intelligent thing to do, in my opinion. You know, it just doesn't make sense to let a match become your life and go and attack the players left, right and centre. You know, some of the things being said about Gyökeres, but not even just stupid fans, so-called fans, pundits. Can you really call yourself a pundit if you're giving an analysis that, saying that, oh, Gyökeres is not going to work out, you know, he couldn't do it against Man United. Really? One game? One Premier League game? Are you serious? Are you serious? What a world we live in. People just say whatever they want. I don't know where the confidence comes from. I do sit and wonder, like, where do people get that confidence from? Where does that confidence come from? What's the foundation? It's just interesting, really. You just think, wow, oh, you really think like that? Damn, must be a lot going up there. There must be a lot going wrong there. Like, what kind of take is that? It's ridiculous. It's absolutely ridiculous. And I'm just at the point where I understand fan rivalry and all of that, but I'm just here to defend my team, man. And I'm not going to let any rival fan just say whatever they want and get away with it. No way, man. Oh, Arsenal are second again. They're gonna finish second again. They can't get over the line. They can't get over the line. They can't do this. They can't do that. They're rubbish. Arteta out. It's just boring, man. Yeah, should we have a trophy? Of course. Of course, yeah. Don't you think I want a trophy? Don't you think any other Arsenal fan wants a trophy? Is it easy to win a major trophy? You know, let's think about the teams that have won major trophies in the past 10 years, and specifically the Premier League. Manchester City, Liverpool, what, Leicester are there? Yeah? Okay, Leicester's not really useful in this conversation because, you know, they did what they did. It's a fantastic achievement, but will it be likely repeated anytime soon? I don't think so, but yeah, you never say never because it's the Premier League. But then Man City, unlimited financial power. I mean, if they didn't win the number of Premier Leagues they won, I think there would be questions. You know, we don't have that financial power. No one does. But them. And then there's Liverpool, who even them, what, two times in the last however many years. So it's not easy to win the Premier League. And if it was so easy, Man United would have won it. How many times? And Chelsea and all these so-called big clubs. So everyone should remember who they are. Yeah, everyone should remember who they are. Man United fans can't stand that we beat them in their backyard on the first game of the season, because that's what we did. You made all your signings. You had a decent preseason from what I saw. And you couldn't get over the line. You had 70,000 plus fans singing, shouting, screaming with renewed optimism, and you still couldn't get over the line. So, like you like to say to us, you bottled it. You couldn't win the game. You didn't have the psychological strength. Because let's be real. It's a psychological thing with Man United. The club's in a mess. Top to bottom. Manager merry-go-round every single season. Mickey Mouse trophies here and there. And you want to call it progress. Oh, you've got more trophies than us. Okay, all right, man. Take your Mickey Mouse trophies. Take them. We don't need them. We don't need them. Everyone should remember who they are. It's been the first game of the season, and everyone's been brought back down to earth. And that's how it should be. So, that's that. Well, more importantly, Trossard has seemingly signed a new contract at Arsenal, contract extension. I think that's great news. I think Trossard is an amazing player. I don't think amazing does it, really. He's just, he's a maverick. He's an absolute maverick player. A difference maker, and I would say a technical leader on the pitch. You know, Odegaard has been that. Sometimes that role weighs on him, and I think it really has last season and all of that. So having Trossard is great news to me. Having him extend his contract is great. It's great news to me. I think I'm going to have more hope about our left wing situation, because I feel like Martinelli has unfortunately been struggling. I love Martinelli as a player. He's a hard worker and all of that, but I just don't think it's quite been working out for him the past couple of seasons. So, you know, it's good to know that we've got Trossard and Madueke there. Obviously, Saka plays on the right, and there was a time in the game where Saka and Madueke switched, and I don't know if that's a tactic that Arteta is going to use moving forward. I think it's something that I would welcome, because I just feel like we need someone else other than Martinelli on the left flank. So, you know, whatever solution Arteta is able to come up with, I'm open to it, because I just feel like when we start games with Martinelli on the wing, just I don't think we have the threat that we need at this point. You know, in our process, I feel like we need someone who can beat his man. No doubts about that. We've got Saka for that. I think Madueke can be that guy, and yeah, that's my take. I don't really want to go in on Martinelli because it's not, you know, it's not personal with him. You know, he's a great player, as I said. He's a hard worker, works harder than anyone, you know, on most days. And Sunday was just a reminder of that. The guy, he doesn't stop running, and you need that in your team, because there were moments where the team were looking a bit complacent. You know, we're 1-0 up and the game's hard, everyone's sort of losing hope and stuff like that. And when you see your left winger running left, right and centre, you know, it fills you with joy. But as I said, yeah, I just feel like we need a different option. And look, maybe that different option brings out the best in Martinelli. I'm not sure. You know, we've got options now. Madueke, Trossard, thank God he's hopefully extending his contract. That's the news I've heard. So, I really hope that we can sort out that situation. And I think the plan is to get another attacker, although given Trossard extending, I don't know if that will happen anymore. But I do think we need another difference maker. Trossard's great, Saka's great, Madueke is great, but as many attacking players as possible, because I feel like for 3-4 years it's just been the issue. Defensively we're great, probably the best defence in the league, but up front it's just not quite as fluid as it has been. You know, I think about the 22-23 season, I mean, that football was perfection pretty much. And if we can recreate that, or a similar type of football to that, then I'll be all for it. Because we've got that foundation, we've had it for years. Defensively, I don't think there's anyone better than us, to be honest. Our fullbacks, our centre-backs, our keeper, you know, you take pride in your defence as an Arsenal fan. It's like, no one could beat us on that, you know. So that's something to really remember and be happy about. But as I said up front, we really need to sort it out, because Liverpool are no joke. They are no joke. They scored 4 goals against Bournemouth, 2 in the 90 plus minutes of the game, or whatever the time period in the game it was. It was, you know, towards the latter stages of the game. They're a very dangerous team. They score goals for fun. And a team that can score goals for fun, going for the title, is very dangerous, because I don't want to talk about goal difference this early in the season, but it's important. You know, we've got to be able to match them or surpass them even. And we're capable of doing that. We've scored a lot of goals before. We've broken records, I think, in the last few seasons. You know, our all-time record for goals scored, more goals than the Invincible team. So we can score goals, and we do have that ability. But unfortunately, last season, and maybe the season before, we didn't quite see that. So, I'd like to see that again. And hopefully we can start by, showing that on Saturday against Leeds at home. It's by no means going to be an easy game. They've just come off the back of a win against Everton in the latter stages of the game. And Leeds are Leeds, and they're not going to stop running. They're going to be annoying. They're going to go for you with tackles and energy and fight and spirit and all of that stuff. So we better be up for it, because Leeds United are Leeds United. Admittedly, we're at home, and naturally that fills you with a bit more confidence. But I don't know, man, when the performances of recent have been so, you don't really have too much confidence from a performance perspective. We might get the job done. It might be another 1-0 to the Arsenal, maybe, but I need to see a performance, because performances give you confidence that your team can sustain themselves across the course of a season. And not just a season, more specifically four competitions, you know. We're in four competitions. We're Arsenal Football Club. We ought to be taking every single one seriously. We've got the depth, the squad depth to do that. And yeah, we really need to try and go for every single competition that we're in. Quality players, as I mentioned, young players, senior players, mid-level experienced players, whatever you want to categorize them as, but we've got more than enough players across the different age ranges, and we've got enough competitions to give them minutes and to succeed in those competitions. But it's just about Arteta being able to bring all those ingredients together for each game and hopefully get us the wins that we desire. But yeah, time will tell.